You've been listening to KGNU's Hemispheres. Special thanks to the Rose Community Foundation and Together We Count. I've been your humble host, Joe Ritchie. Thanks once again for listening. You are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time for Cabaret.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Cabaret. My name is Dano, our weekly show where we remind you of our area's abundant and great musical treasures across the Front Range. Tonight's guest is none other than the Mad Dog Blues.
Got mine. You can call me baby. You can call me anytime. So give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. I don't wanna see it no way. You gotta help me change my mind.
raining on my chicken. Ain't gonna get no eggs today. It's raining on my chicken. Ain't gonna get no eggs today. Ain't seen the sunshine, baby, since you went away. Someone let the dog out now. Dog's all full of mud. Yes, someone let the dog out. Dog's all full of mud. Oh, my mind's a mess now, baby. And it's you I'm thinking of. Chicken. Ain't gonna get no eggs tonight. Yeah, it's raining on my chicken. Ain't gonna get no eggs tonight. Ain't had no good loving, baby, since we had that fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, is Mad Dog Blues, led by one of Boulder County's best, Mad Dog Freeman. Hey, how's it going tonight, guys?
Great.
All right.
So fun to be here.
It is fun. It's great to have you. Let's introduce the band. Do you want me to do it, or do you want to do it?
Yeah. I'll do it.
Can you remember our names?
Yeah, I know your names.
I got them written down so I can correct them.
Oh, good.
Okay, well, we'll just go around. And sitting down right here is Sean Benight. He's on acoustic guitar at the moment.
Hello.
You want to say something, Sean, besides hello?
Yeah. Hello, everybody that's listening. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes.
Having a great time. This is awesome.
Okay. And then right next to me here is Jeff Becker. Jeff Becker, a mandolin player.
Yeah, it's great to be here. And again, thanks for everybody to tune in.
Over here is Stevie D on guitar and singing that first song.
Hello, everybody. Yeah, I'm Stevie D, and I host an open mic out at Front Range Brewery out in Lafayette every Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's going on right now.
So, yeah.
Hey, open micers.
Say hi to everybody out there.
That's where the party continues after this show, then.
There you go.
And over here we got Clark Chancellor on upright bass.
Yeah.
And that's a heck of an upright bass. I don't think I've ever seen one quite like that before.
Well, since we're on the radio, I brought this one. It has a good sound for the radio.
So they can see what it looks like. It's,
so we can talk about it. Nobody could see it. Yeah,
it's pretty futuristic. Yeah, well, so Mad Dog, let's talk about the idea of Mad Dog Blues, because I noticed that you have different configurations of this group, like duels, trios, and now we have the full orchestra.
Right.
And there's five musicians in this room.
Well, Mad Dog Blues is Colorado country blues. And what that means is we play a cross between country, the old rural blues, the old southern rural blues, and Colorado jamgrass. So we kind of mix those two elements together and stir it around, see what happens.
Well, that's a cool combination. Yeah, like the old blues with something kind of modern. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Let's talk about those songs, the chicken songs. Did you write that, or is that from some obscure recording somewhere?
It's from an obscure recording that I made.
Oh, it's your recording, okay.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, I guess I wrote that. I mean, it was the audience threw that out as a suggestion to write a song on. We were going to make up a song on the spot. This was with Sam and I, and it's on the Blue Lightning CD. You can actually hear that song being made up on the spot. That's a live version. But since the tape is running, and I could learn that song, because when I make up songs, usually I don't remember them. So I could learn that one, and I'm kind of fond of it now. It's a little foul, but yeah.
Did the audience all get credit on the album for that, helping you out with that?
Yeah.
The audience, I think ASCAP's got all their information.
Well, and speaking of the Blue Lightning, that was your project of the last couple of years, and it was recently named the Car Blue Society CD of the Year, so congratulations to that.
Oh, we were thrilled. We were really surprised. There's so many good albums out this year, and just for a little blues duo to take it when there was some beautiful, beautiful band albums out there, and lots and lots of musicians sounding great. So, yeah, we were really honored.
Yeah, it was a pretty crowded field. There was like 6 entries. So hats off for you for that accomplishment. And do you think of this band as sort of like an extension of Blue Lightning in a way?
Blue Lightning was like me going home, and then now this band is like taking that home and looking around Colorado here and being indigenous about the music that we play. So yeah, Blue Lightning was roots music. It was just hill country and rural southern blues, some of the same songs, and that's where we start with our sound. So yeah, I guess it is.
The journey continues. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Mad Dog Blues, and we don't say Mad Dog Blues Band, because there's plenty of Mad Dog Blues bands around here in the world, just like there's plenty of Mad Dogs in the world.
Right.
And we have one of them right here in our studio tonight. So,
all right. Well, we got another song we'd like to do for you here. This one here, it's a flood song, but we're going to do it for the people out in California right now that are really having a hard time with it.
Sapphires, diamonds and gold. Over money, my hands go cold. In a nice place, flood your little bit. Nothing down, hell to pay. A baby's cry when the flood waters came. Wash me clean, just don't wash me away. It's hard to live, even harder to breathe, when you lost everything you need. All them riches shine today, sure ain't worth the price you pay. Your brightest dream is sure to fade, the more that you hold on, boy, it slips away. It's so hard to start all over again. Those old boots claim to be my friend. I got a song I still need to sing. Wash me clean, the memories bring. And them that got, well, they got everything. All we got is what the morning brings. It's so hard to start all over again. Wash me clean, wash me clean. All them riches shine today. Sure ain't worth the price you pay. Your brightest dream is sure to fade. The more that you hold on, the more it slips away. Diamonds, sapphires and gold. Take my money, but you can never take my soul. I built my house on hard and stone. I top that hill, I rest my bone. All them riches shine today. Sure ain't worth the price you pay. Your brightest dream is sure to fade. The more that you hold on, the more it slips away.
Blue. I'm gonna do my best now, get along without you. Oh, Mr. Blue, you know you taught me well. Oh, Mr. Blue, you taught me well. Oh, you saved my life when my life was a hell. Oh, Mr. Blue, won't you give me this chance? And Mr. Blue, won't you give me the chance? Well, I think it's finally time for my happy dance. Let me show you the door. Oh, Mr. Blue,
let me show the door. Whoa, someone down the road is sure to need you more.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in late to our program we call Cabaret every Tuesday night at 7 p.m., you are listening to Mad Dog Blues. And, well, that was pretty cool, Mad Dog. How'd you get that sound, that crunchy sound out of that harmonica?
That's a very low harmonica.
Oh, very, okay. Very low. Okay, because it's really sounded rhythmic, and it almost sounded like a washboard in a way.
Well, I like to play rhythmically. It's fun.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. Did you write those last two songs?
Yeah, I did. I wrote those.
Crashing Pay?
Yeah, I wrote those last two. And one of the cool things about this band is that, like, almost everybody here is a songwriter. And we're going to do a little bit of everybody's here in a second. Yeah, we got another song here that Jeff wrote that we absolutely love.
Wrote this about a friend of mine who used to say anytime anything didn't go his way, he would just smile and say, well, I ain't dead yet. Yeah, so I guess we're good. Sweet Virginia's leaving town. Says she don't love me. Yes, I let her down. Can I get her back? Boys, place your bets. I ain't dead yet. It's 3 a.m. I'm at your door. You let me in with what our friends for. A little tea and sympathy and I'm all set. Yeah, I ain't dead yet.
Listening to Mad Dog Blues here tonight, and since this is radio and this is not TV, Jeff Becker and Sean switched guitar and mandolin, so Jeff was playing guitar there, so Now he's back to mandolin, and Sean's back on guitar.
And all is right with the world.
Okay. Well, this next song is one I wrote for, you know, I played on the mall many a times and down there in Busk. And your best audience down there are the people without addresses because they hang out down there all the time. And so I was down there one day playing, and one of these guys, you know, he just fell asleep on the park bench. Next thing I know, the police came and hauled him away.
I hate it when you tell these stories about me.
He didn't.
But anyhow, I got a great guitar player out of it.
After you bailed him out. Yeah. He owed you one.
I wrote this song for that guy.
Sweet.
Mister, help me. Help me off the ground. I just need a hand so I can leave this old town. Not really homeless. Boulder has always been my home. I wouldn't need to leave if you leave me alone, leave me alone.
Leave me alone,
leave me alone.
Leave me alone,
leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Alone is my home.
Alone is my home.
Hey, Mr. Policeman, don't you throw me in jail. Well, no, ain't nobody around here. Go my bail. Like that black cat up the old hickory tree. I don't want no fight. Just need you leave me be. Leave me alone.
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 Alone is my home.
Alone is my home.
Just a man, man that's already gone. I wouldn't need to go nowhere if you'd leave me alone. I'm just a man that wants to live free. If you can help me out, won't you please leave me be? Leave me alone.
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 Alone is my home.
Alone is my home.
Leave me alone.
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 Well, I was going to do a talking break after the next song, but I have to interject here. I mean, that's awesome. And we kind of ignore those people, and as well as some of our mentally ill. We don't pay enough attention to help these people in our country.
Well, the thing is, none of us are that far away from it at any point in time. Yeah. It could happen to any of us. So
You're right.
We got to take care of each other.
We're all in this together, that's for sure.
I totally agree. Beautiful song.
Well, this next song, I'll let Stevie D tell you about it here.
Well, it's an old song written by a friend of mine back in Columbus, Ohio. And the words are still pretty true today, but it's a song probably written about 1979 on Green Country Mountains. Today I read the news. Today I got the blues. Well, there's people running around half crazy out there. It don't matter to me if that's how you wanna be, but I'm moving back to where people still care. Give me them green country mountains. Give me that clean country air. The water flows like a fountain, and if you want to find me, you'll have to find me there. With the people they come and go, they start at a rodeo. This fast city life, it just ain't for me. Have you ever tried to speak rail fence? Have you ever tried to speak rail fence? Ain't as much noise and a whole lot more to see. Give me them green country mountains. Give me that clean country air. Where the water flows like a fountain. If you want to find me, you'll have to find me there. City life, it just ain't for me. I ain't gonna be a millionaire. Ask me if I care. I'm just happy to be living in the country. Oh, give me them green country mountains. Oh, give me that clean country air. Where the water flows like a fountain. And if you want to find me, you'll have to find me there. Oh, give me them green country mountains. Give me that clean country air. Where the water flows like a fountain. And if you want to find me, you'll have to find me there. And if you want to find me, you'll have to find me there.
Cool. There's quite a bit of variety here. That was cool. A cool song. Mad Dog, how did this get together, and how long has this group of yours been together?
Well, I guess Steve
accumulated people. Yes, as you went along your way, right?
Well, yeah. Steve and I started playing. Steve and I started playing together as a duo in was it May?
May, I think.
May. Yeah, and then we added. Jeff in June, I believe.
Yeah, that sounds.
And then we added Clark in July. I think that's pretty much the way it went. And we did some four-piece gigs. And then I was at a jam session, and Sean says to me, "Hey, I'll play blues with you anytime, but dude." And I said, "All right." And so we added him in.
That wasn't down on the
mall.
We
added him in about a month ago. So
that wasn't down on the mall, was it? I was just checking.
No, that's why that's where you were.
Right, right. I'm starting to see a pattern.
But and you've already recorded a digital record? A digital album, I guess I should
no.
say. Wasn't okay, Jake's, and then you released it on
June 30th. There's a dual tape of Stevie D and I at the Jake's brewery in Littleton. And it's just a demo tape. It's not released anywhere but Bandcamp.
Yeah. Yeah. So people can go and listen to it.
Until
your next project comes out, which you have a lot of stuff coming out all the time. You're a pretty prolific recorder. I mean, you must be pretty efficient to do it all the time.
I'm just a little possessed, I guess.
That is great. So, yeah, because it said you recorded on June 30th, and then on July 1st, you put it up there on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Bandcamp's a nice tool like that.
Yeah, so people can get hear you. Coming up on Thursday, November 15th, the blues band, I think that's what I read, will be at your mama's place, 608 East 13th Avenue in Denver.
It's actually your mom's house, your mother's house.
Okay.
Your mom's house? Your mom's house.
Your mom's house, okay.
Yes.
All right.
And we're going to be there. It's exciting. We've got like three other bands. It's a ticketed event. And we'd love to give away a guest list pass for two people. One person, but two people can go.
Great.
I don't know if we want to do that right now or if...
Hey, George, how do we do that? I mean, should I give my cell phone or you want to give your cell phone or do you want to... We'll put Danielle to work since she's not doing anything over there. Okay, 303-449-4885. But don't call until you hear the music.
And so it'll be the second caller. And
I'll be the second caller.
And what time do we go on?
What time do we go on
Thursday?
We go on at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. And we're off at 9, so or 9:10.
So hurry down.
So, yeah, come on down to the early show. We'd really love your support. They're kind of experimenting with putting a few blues bands in there. I think Eve played there. A little while ago, and Banshee Tree played there a little while ago. So they're kind of experimenting, and we hope to show them that it's a great venue for that, and it's a beautiful stage. So yeah, when we start playing the next song,
sure.
Second caller, and
second give us, call.
We need your first and last name, and then we'll put it on the guest list, and you'll just have to come down and say, hey, I'm on the guest list.
That's right. Yeah, I know Mad Dog. And also then on Sunday, not to overshadow the Thursday night gig, but from noon to 3 p.m., if I'm not sure what time the Bronco game is, but maybe this will be more entertainment.
The who?
Little Bear, noon to 3 p.m., Little Bear and Evergreen. You and Stevie D?
Yeah. All right. And there's TVs up there, too, I'm sure. You know.
You, Stevie D, and TVs. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so we're going to start the music, and you're listening to the Mad Dog Blues tonight on KGNU, and I guess I'll play phone operator.
Okay, why don't you tell them about this, Sean?
303-449-4885.
All right. So the next one's called Hither and Yon. And yeah, it is cool to be in a group where everybody writes the songs, and I get to claim this one as one of mine. Let it roll. Your worth and all of your pride.
like dust from your brim. Well, it may sting your eye. Moves on with the wind. So who's to blame if we're not where we wanted to be? It's all the same. You're you, he's him, and I'm me. And I'm just a train, a whistling troubadour song. Forever thereafter, hither and yon. Well, I've taken off, and I've crashed and I've burned. I held on, but was thrown too quickly. I tried to turn, one foot in the stirrup, my back on the ground. You ran for the water, there's none to be found. So who's to blame if we're not where we wanted to be? It's all the same. You're you, he's him, and I'm me. And I'm just a train, a whistling troubadour song. Forever there. It's a bit longer now as autumn gets framed in a fallen old pole barn on my kitchen wall. You beautiful stallion, you answered the call. So who's to blame if we're not where we wanted to be? It's all the same. You're you, he's him, and I'm me. And I'm just a train, a whistling troubadour song. Forever thereafter.
beautiful, Sean.
Thank you.
I really liked your voice on that, too, singing.
Thank you very much.
Really nice. And I know another person who probably enjoyed it, too, is Kimmer J. She's our winner for the tickets. Kimmer J.
Kimmer J, yeah.
And she says hello and is enjoying the show.
Yeah, she's got a, Kimmer J's got a beautiful art show in Lafayette at the Collective. The opening is this Friday night.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, congratulations.
And speaking of shout outs, how about we give a shout out to George, Brian, and Sean tonight
for
the fantastic sound they do every week here on Cabaret on your community radio station, KGNU. Yeah. It's Tuesday night, 7 to 8 p.m. broadcast.
Making it sound good.
Awesome.
Don't you let your pretty wife get your ass to work each day, digging in the mine. It's dirty, damp, and dangerous, but don't you dare complain. Just dig it till you feel that evening cold train. Each morning was a struggle just to get up out of bed, but he had to get to work so he could keep his family fed. He'd swing that pick and chip that rock till evening every day, and for $25 worth of work he can get $5 pay. But he loved to see that train come and hear that whistle blow. It get him all excited, sent shivers to his soul. It made him feel three times a man to see that train and know. He worked for 16 hours that day, fill it up with coal. Time that he was 40, he looked close to 65, and he wondered how long he could dig to still remain alive. He couldn't stand the struggle and he couldn't stand the pain, but he had to dig to fill that evening cold train. One day it happened, he was digging underground. The walls began to crumble, he heard that awful sound. The water started rising, he was losing all his air. His family told the rescuers, just get him out of there, 'cause he loved to see that train come and hear that whistle blow. And it get him more excited, sent shivers to his soul. It makes him feel three times a man to see that train and know. He'd work for 16 hours that day, fill it up with coal. That evening coal train. That evening coal train. That evening cold train. Mm-hmm.
was great, Stevie. Why don't you tell us a little about that song?
Well, that's an old song that I wrote years ago with another band that I played with, and wrote it after John Prine had written Paradise about the destruction of all the coal companies left behind. But I wanted to write one for all the hardworking men that worked in those coal mines, and also about finding the joy in a job that you hate doing, and doing it not because you have to or want to, but because you have to. So that was the story behind that one.
It's a beautiful song, and I can really see the composite, you know, personality of this group. It's wonderful.
We have multiple personalities. So it
hasn't been a composite issue yet.
The only thing we haven't done tonight,
but we're locked in a room.
we haven't heard Clark sing tonight.
Been there, done that.
But things are going fine. Well,
Clark's going to sing a little bit on this last one here. Yeah. We haven't got Clark talking much, so.
I'm not good with interviews. I freeze up.
Let's ask the bassist.
You usually
questions.
Take the fifth, right?
I take, yes.
Or you drink the fifth.
Do want to remind people about the show on Thursday night at your mom's house. That's the name of the club. And if there's a ticket link right on our website. I put one right at the top of our website. So if you go to our website, which is ColoradoCountryBlues.com, ColoradoCountryBlues.com, easy to get to. You can come on down. If you come from the show, let us know. We'd love to meet you if you heard us here.
And the broadcast of this show will be available on afterfm.com too. So I also have a question for your archivist here. Is this he's filming or videoing this whole experience? Is that going to be on your website later too?
I didn't even know he was going to do that. I'm really nervous now.
I am too. I mean, I've got a face for radio, but I don't know about that video.
You know, we were planning on doing this show nude because there's a art school up in Longmont where they closed it down because they were doing nude drawing in it, and the landlord thought it was pornographic.
They closed it down?
And we wanted to have our say about that. And so we were doing the show nude, but then he showed up with a camera.
He says we. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the Mad Dog Blues.
Okay, we'll go out here with a little song that I wrote with Papa Juke and Dave Doherty. Summer they come, winter they go. They all say they love me, just one thing I know. I've lost a lover after lover, but I never lost love.
Never lost love.
I lost
a lover after lover,
but I never lost love.
Never lost love.
Just minding my own mind. I'm just so fine. They're wiggling and winking. It just get me thinking. I lost
a lover after lover,
but I never lost love.
Never lost love.
I lost
a lover after lover,
but I never lost love.
Never lost love.
Thank you.
They all give me something. Then they show me the door. They want me back now, just to take me for more. I've lost
a lover after lover,
but I never lost love.
Never lost love.
A lover after lover, but I never lost love.
Never lost love.
I lost
a lover after lover,
after lover, after lover, after
never lost love.
I lost
lover after lover.
No, no, no,
never lost love.
Don't you do it. Love, love, love,
love,
love, love, love, love, love, love, love,
love, love, love,
love, love, some more.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're at the top of the hour, but what a great show with Mad Dog Blues tonight.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, George, and the crew back there. Yes.
Y ahora vamos con Daniel y Corriente.
Are now tuned into KGNU's Corriente. The time right now is 8 o'clock. You are tuned into KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Tuesday night.
Ay, 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 por Dios. El mundo es así,
oh, yeah.
Por eso pones
Giving back and supporting nonprofit organizations is one of the most important actions one can do. This year, during Colorado Gives Day, December 4th, include KGNU in your list of donations. KGNU is here for you 24/7 with authentic news and independent music programming. Go now to ColoradoGivesDay.org and donate to KGNU.